UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. Happy Wednesday. What happened this past week? I haven't read the news. I've just been kind of chilling. Anything crazy happen? What's going on out there? How are we feeling? What a jump from last episode when I had no idea what was going to happen. God, that beautiful, naive Heather sitting there last Monday going, I don't know, I think Kamala's going to win. I think she's got this in the bag. I clearly was in an echo chamber online. I was stuck in a liberal echo chamber and thought that people were going to show up and show out for old Kamala Harris, and she got her ass beat. Holy shit. It wasn't even close. I mean, I remember watching the results coming in and everybody on TikTok being like, beware of the red mirage. The red mirage. They call the red mirage the thing where all the, you know, smaller, sad states, their results come in sooner because they're small and sad. And usually the smaller and sad states come in red, you know, as they do. A lot of land, not a lot of people, or a lot of people, not a lot of brain cells. We call these states the red states. And the red mirage is where all these red states, their results come in. So it looks like Trump is winning. But then don't worry, we're going to be saved by New York and Pennsylvania, North Carolina, maybe, and maybe Georgia, and definitely California and Washington and Oregon and Nevada and Wisconsin and Minnesota. These are going to be our saviors. Boy, was that wrong. Red mirage. The only red mirage I'm seeing is in my pants once a month on my period, baby. That's what I'm calling my my period is now being called the red mirage. That's the only red mirage I'm seeing. Holy fuck. What red mirage? TikTok is crazy. There was that guy, Alan Lichtman, that I talked about. Oh, this guy, he's 9 out of 10 for the elections. The past 9 out of 10 elections, he's correctly guessed who the winner would be. Wrong. Alan Lichtman. The video of him watching Pennsylvania go to Trump and realizing how wrong he was kind of fun. It's kind of fun to watch somebody like that who's so cocky. I know that I should be rooting for him to be right because I wanted Kamala Harris to win, but it was fun to watch him just go, oh, I'm Mr. Know-it-all. I'm a statistician. I'm a man. How could I? What? Wrong. I took a little joy in that. I mean, there is a video of him actively watching Trump take Pennsylvania. And you could see the blood drain out of his face. Oh, no one's going to take me seriously. I mean, he's still 80% correct now. 8 out of the 10. What is it? 8 out of 11 now? No. 9 out of... What is it now? He was 9 out of 10. Now he's 9 out of 11. God damn it. 9-11. Never forget. Yeah. I was in an echo chamber, I guess. I thought that all the early voters going out were all voting for Kamala. No. Women, white women, we fucking suck. Do you hear me? Unless you're for Trump. If you're for Trump, God, you must love the white women. They're on your side. White women love Trump. If you voted for Trump, hug a white woman today. She came through for you. Holy shit. I couldn't believe the amount of white women who voted for Trump. But, you know, never underestimate the stupidity of a white woman. And I can say that I'm a white woman. I did not vote for Trump, though. And I will not be wearing a blue bracelet, okay? We got to get into this. This whole blue bracelet. There's a lot to unpack with the election. Let me backtrack a little, okay? Let's get to the front of the episode. Let's just get it out of the way. Upcoming shows. I mean, upcoming. I'm not going to list all the cities. I'll list it at the end if you make it that far. But upcoming for this, for December, I will be in Tacoma, Washington, Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and Lexington, Kentucky. I have a bunch of other shows, but those are all starting in 2025. Go to my website, heathershawcomedy.com, and get out to a live show. It's a lot of fun. I was in Naples, Florida. We'll get back to the election. Don't worry. Calm down. It's going to be okay. What, are you driving to work right now? Fuck it. Call out of work. Drive back home. You're about to lose all your rights if you're a woman. If you're a woman and you voted for Trump, buckle up, bitch. You're about to be a baby factory. Okay. I was in Naples, Florida last weekend for some shows. We got to add Naples, Florida to the list of cities I will never go and do a show in ever again. Unless it's some weird, you know, I'm booking theaters and it's people that are coming in from out of Naples. I will never perform for Naples people ever again. The only other city on my list that I really, it's a club, is the Loony Bin in Little Rock, Arkansas. I refuse to go up there again. Now I got to stay away from Off the Hook. Off the Hook, great comedy club. Love them. Naples, god-awful city. A soulless, soul-sucking experience. I kind of unpack it all on my Patreon. The entire Patreon episode this past week was all about my time in Naples. If you want to hear about it, join the Patreon or buy the episode. You can buy single episodes on Patreon if you don't want to be a full-time member. If you can't commit. Heather Shaw Comedy over there, patreon.com. But I will say that I'm never returning to Naples. The crowd was average age of dead. Average age of, you've got 2 years left. Why are you wasting it watching me? Average age of, who just shit their pants? I heard it and now I'm starting to smell it. Average age of, if you're naked, it looks like you need to iron your entire body. Average age of, we voted for Trump and will not live to see any of the things he does in office. Average age of, we don't talk to our kids. They're the problem. I mean, it was really old people. They all voted for Trump. Really rich, really old, really soulless, uninspiring. There was an insane Florida fight that broke out at my last show. I talk about that on TikTok. Go to TikTok, go to Instagram. I did a little summary of what happened. I'm not going to rehash it on the episode. There are people that really pay attention to my stuff, and I'm not trying to make them bored. If you want to know more, if you want to know more in depth, join the Patreon or buy the episode. It's called My Nightmare in Naples. Enjoy. I really go in on it. If you want a little cliff notes, go watch the video on Instagram. It's on TikTok, it's on Facebook. I'm all over the place, baby. I'll know I made it once I get my MySpace account back up and running. I'm all over the place. But yeah, I will never go back to Naples. It's just not my crowd. It's not my city. I was miserable the entire time I was there. It's not because it's Florida. There are plenty of cities in Florida that I enjoy. I used to live in Orlando for like 15 years. You know, I was drunk the entire time. You have to be. But, you know, I was there. So it's not just like, ugh, Florida. I'm not like, you know, an elitist. Florida is beautiful. There are parts of Florida that are beautiful. It's not Naples. Naples can fucking sink, bitch. Sink it already. It's a hospice care center. It's a hospice care center, and they've decided to bring in a lesbian to do comedy? Fucking shoot me. Off the Hook is a great club, though. I wish they could relocate to anywhere where people were, I don't know, under the age of, you know, dying. Under the age of, is this just a lump or is this cancer again? Gary? Yeah, join the Patreon if you want to know any more about that. Just watch the video. I'm not going to rehash it. Let's get into the election, huh? Trump won. You know, I hope we're doing okay with that. There's a lot going on post-election. Again, I'm kind of, I think, in an echo chamber. I try not to get too far into certain echo chambers. I like to see the other side. I follow some maybe conservative people, not people that are batshit, not people that are like, abortion is murder. You know, I'm not, you know, not those people. I don't really follow religious people, but like there's some guy, I forget his name. He's jacked. He's a gay guy, but he's also moderately conservative. And he has some decent takes from his perspective about liberals that I kind of am interested in. I think it's dangerous to only surround yourself in echo chambers because you don't really know what's going on the outside. And that's evident from what happened with this election. At no point did I think Trump was going to wipe the floor with Kamala Harris. And that's because I was stuck in this liberal echo chamber on TikTok. I mean, that's really where I was kind of getting all my stories and people's perspectives of this election, and people were really excited, but I was stuck in that echo chamber, and that can be dangerous. You have to get outside or you're not going to be living in reality, and we always need to live in reality. That's the issue. We got to live in reality. But we got, you know, we got spanked. There are a lot of, I'm still on, you know, I'm still deep in the liberal TikTok. There are an absurd amount of people that I've gotten on TikTok the day after the election going, I can't believe this happened. The psychics on TikTok said that Kamala was going to win. The psychics said that Kamala was going to win. What happened? I'm like, who are the psychics? What psychic have you met that you fully trust? Any of them? It's cool if, you know, most psychics, by the way, I hate watching psychics read other people or give them readings on camera because all the psychic is doing is asking questions to the person, aka fishing for answers. No, I do not trust any psychic that asks me questions. You're supposed to tell me. What do you mean, is somebody I know died recently? You should know that. What are you talking about? Oh, I'm feeling a spirit. I'm feeling an old man's. Well, tell me who it is. Ask his name. Why are you asking me what old people I knew that have died in my life? You're just fishing for an answer. I don't trust psychics. I don't really believe in them. I'm sure there's some out there. But they're certainly not on TikTok. There's certainly not a 22-year-old on TikTok with unwashed hair, you know, and works a job at GameStop and comes home and uploads psychic TikToks. Kamala is going to win. You have unchecked mental illness. Please get on medication. You are not a psychic, Kelsey. Okay? You're a GameStop employee and you moonlight as a psychic online. Come on. A lot of people were very upset about that aspect, which is weird to like put any weight into psychics. I barely put weight into Alan Lichtman. I mean, I was like, I don't know. I feel kind of good. This statistician, this guy who's, is that the right word? Statistician or is it statistician? I don't fucking know. I'm a white woman. We're dumb. That's not my excuse for everything, by the way. If I ever get anything wrong, go, I'm a white woman. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea. I'm a dumb white woman. I hate white women now. How could you do this, white woman? A lot of people were upset about that. A lot of people were, you know, now there's the delusional liberals that are coming on TikTok. I'm seeing a lot of that where they go, this thing isn't over yet. Guys, call it intuition. Call it a woman's intuition. But I am fucking telling you, the way I just saw AOC post a TikTok, and if you take the second letter of every word she said on that TikTok, it spells out, we are getting the election back. We are getting a recount. I literally take the second letter out of every word that AOC said on her last TikTok, and it spells out, Kamala is gonna win. It is unreal, guys. This thing is not yet over. I'm getting a lot of that. A lot of delusional. A lot of people going, oh, this election was rigged. This election, nope, this was interference. Now, I saw a video before the election of some expert. I don't fucking know what he did, but he worked in elections as a living, and he said it would be near impossible before the election. He was saying it would be nearly impossible. And he was referencing Republicans who claimed election fraud in 2020. He was saying, look, it is nearly impossible to interfere with elections in the United States. Nearly impossible. And now that the liberals have lost, that the Democrats have lost, you are now seeing Democrats come online saying this election was interfered with. These Democrats are now starting to sound like the Republicans they made fun of in 2020. Okay, so everybody's a hypocrite. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't claim that people are batshit crazy in 2020 for saying Trump, you know, won the election, and then come on when Kamala lost and say, no, Trump didn't win that one. No, Kamala won this one. There's something fishy going on here. I just know it. AOC is giving us Easter eggs. There's people that are saying online that there are Easter eggs from Kamala's picture. If you look at her picture, she's okay. The picture they're referencing is Kamala Harris sitting on the floor in like a, her hair is back. She's in sweats. The girl is relaxing. The woman is relaxing. She just had to do what? 3 months of labor nonstop, talking to our sad asses all over the country, refusing to go on Rogan. She's playing checker. No, she's playing Connect Four with, like, I don't know, one of her nieces or some shit. And the pieces are yellow and red. I swear to God, I saw somebody online go, if you look at this picture, there's 3 yellow in the Connect Four, and there's only 2 red. The yellow stands for Democrats. The red, Republicans. It looks like Kamala is telling us with this picture that it's not over yet, that we are going to take back this election. It's batshit crazy. You sound insane. You sound like the people you were making fun of 4 years ago. Do you understand, you hypocritical weirdo? Oh my God. I mean, I don't trust anything that Trump says. I never have, but like, I don't know. I don't know that this could possibly be election interference. Who fucking knows? We're never going to know the truth. But you can't get online and start talking, spewing out of the shit that you just made fun of 4 years ago for the other side for doing. It's a bit hypocritical. Come on, guys. Not to mention, what politician is leaving Easter eggs like they're fucking Taylor Swift? You know what? I mean, do we really think that politicians are now just so bored that they're like leaving Easter eggs? Like as a Taylor Swift CD booklet? An album booklet? A vinyl? I don't know. What year is this? Do we even do CDs anymore? I don't know. It's crazy that Taylor Swift has time to put Easter eggs in her fucking music and lyrics and whatever. I mean, that's crazy. To think Kamala Harris is like, how can we get them to still have faith? And we gotta let them know, okay? We gotta let them know that we aren't gonna win this election, okay? This is voter fraud, okay? We need to put in a little sign, okay? Only the mentally ill will be able to pick up on this, okay? All right, we're gonna put an Easter egg in this picture with my niece, okay? Let them know there's still hope. It's bullshit, it's crazy, okay? I don't know. It's been a lot. It's been a lot to be online. The blue bracelets. This is a whole fucking thing. All right. People got mad at me. I posted making fun of the whole blue bracelets thing. Let me explain to you what the blue bracelets thing is. So white women have taken upon themselves. White women. This is another movement created by white women to make white women feel better about being white women. Okay. This is all it is. It's a pat on the back movement. White women have now started a thing online where they want to wear blue bracelets in public to let black women and minorities and people of color know that they're one of the good ones. Because an overwhelming amount of white women voted for Trump. What was it, 56, 60%? A very high amount of white women voted for Trump. So now these white women who voted for Kamala are like, well, how will the black people know that I'm actually good? How will the black people know that I'm actually a good person? I have to clear my conscience on this. I'm not one of those other white women. I'm one of the cool white women. I support POC and minority. I love gay people. Clay Aiken is on repeat in my home. It's just a movement to make white women feel better about being white woman. That's it. So they've come up with this idea to wear blue bracelets. First of all, blue is an ugly color. I'm sorry. I love blue, my dog, but it's an ugly color. Instead of, I don't know, joining your community, doing true activism, getting to know people of color and minorities and gay people and women of color, taking part in true activism, It's the laziest form of slacktivism you could ever imagine. I want to wear a wristband. And that's all I want to do, by the way. I want to wear a wristband to let other people know that I'm one of them. That I'm the fucking cool one. It's just, it's crazy. Do you remember when, you may not if you were not seriously online, but do you remember during the Black Lives Matter movement when a bunch of white people got on TikTok and painted a black, like black power fist on their cheek in black face paint and then lip synced to Macklemore song and held up their fists like this and were like, damn right, I support it. That's what it's giving. It's so performative. It's so embarrassing. It's cringy. I would rather you just vote for Trump at this point, ladies. Please put the blue bracelets down. Go do some community work. Go build your community. Do something. Or just go vote for Trump. But just enough with the blue bracelets. And people came and were like, "What? Well, what's the big deal? What's the big... I don't see how this could be..." It's not hurting anybody. You're just embarrassing. You're embarrassing, and also it does absolutely nothing. Just put a bumper sticker on your car. I don't know. Do something else. There are other people that are like, well, it's also dangerous for anybody to wear a blue bracelet outside because, I don't know, they think, I don't know, Trumpers are just going to attack them. I don't think so. Maybe. Maybe in some deep, weird southern parts or some deep, deep conservative parts where nobody has their GED, you might get attacked. But for the most part, I think, you know, I think people have a lot more in common than they have different. And I think people are a lot more ugly online with their words than they are in person. I mean, the amount of weird, shitty comments I've gotten from men and women alike over politics online, I guarantee you if I met that person in person, they wouldn't say a damn thing. Not because I'm like, ooh, I'm big, I'm bad. They wouldn't say it to my face. I just mean there is no hatred in person like the hatred behind a keyboard online. It's a different kind of thing. You just feel like you're anonymous and, you know, we know that. What else happened? You know, I don't know. Here's the thing. I got to tell you where I stand with this. Bummed Kamala lost. Not completely devastated. It'll be okay because at the end of the day, guess what? I got to check my privilege. I'm a white woman, okay? You got to check where you're at. I understand I'm a white woman with privilege. I am a gay woman. I'm a little bit concerned with gay marriage as an engaged lesbian. You know, also concerned for reproductive rights, also concerned for, you know, gutting the Department of Education, also concerned for minorities. But, you know, I don't know. I think it's a hard battle between myself because half of me is like, God, this is so awful as a you know, gay woman and as somebody who wants to protect the rights of people and as a liberal. This is awful. But then the other side of me is like, this is going to be great content for the next 4 years. Okay. I mean, that's all like, I'm like, at least for the next 4 years, I will have so much to talk about. It may be from a camp, a Project 2025 camp, a labor camp for the gays and homosexuals. It may be from a camp, but I will have good content to talk about. I mean, Trump is nothing but a content machine, a content generator. I can't imagine. If he lasts 4 years, I mean, he's 78 years old. This is the other thing. Regardless of whether you like Trump or whether you hate Trump, if you voted for Trump, great. But remember, you voted for a 78-year-old man to work for you. We are, again, this goes back to the hypocrisy of it all. We all make fun of Joe Biden for being in office. Trump is 2 years away from what Biden is now almost. I mean, he's going to be 80 in 2 years. It's going to be, we have another 80-year-old leader. What we need to do better as a country just like that. I mean, we just need to get some fresh 70-year-old blood in there at least. Can we get a 70-year-old? I should have pulled somebody from the Naples audience and asked them to run for president. I mean, it is batshit to think any 78-year-old human is a fit to work. Imagine you must have a 78-year-old relative. You must have an 80-year-old relative. Imagine putting them to work. Imagine trusting them to do anything. Even if they had the world's greatest Adderall prescription. Do you want your 80-year-old relative to work, to just sit at a desk and be competent? Do you want that? Democrat, Republican, whatever. I don't want that. I don't care. I've always dogged on Biden for being a dementia patient. You know, I was part of Kamala's appeal to me was that she was 60. She still had her wits about her. It's very weird to, like, as a country, half the country be like, more than half, be like, I'm so excited Trump's in office. He's 78, you fucking weirdo. Why not just hire the Golden Girls? Nick Fuentes is a outspoken gay man, allegedly. I have to say allegedly. I don't know. Nick Fuentes is he's like a conservative talk think piece guy. I guess he's just online. He's just a white dude. He's clearly in the closet. He's clearly angry and envious of women because women are everything he wishes he could be. And he's also jealous of women because women get to get the attention of men and he wants the attention of men. And the only way that this angry, closeted gay man allegedly can get the attention of men is to dog on women. To be like one of the dudes. He's clearly in the closet. He was walking around. He's been online saying some shit. Your body, my choice. Hey, bitch. That's what he sounds like. Hey, bitch. It's your body, my choice. Bitch, you wouldn't know what to do with a woman's body. You know, other than try to steal her vagina and staple it on yours. This man, what is he going to do with a woman's body? He doesn't want anything to do with a woman's body. Like, sure, Nick. This is my body, your choice, bitch. What do you want to do with it? You want to dress it up in lipstick? I mean, that man is clearly gay as hell, allegedly. So don't pay any attention to Nick Fuentes. He's just struggling with his homosexuality. And I have incredible gaydar when it comes to men. Not so much women. I don't know what happened there. My sister's a lesbian, but I grew up around my brother much more. My brother was 2 years, he's 2 years younger than me. My sister's 8 years older than me. So I didn't get to study the lesbian specimen since birth. But since my brother was born, I've been 2 years old. My brother was born, I've gotten to study the gay male specimen and I have incredible male gaydar. Incredible. I have a better gaydar than Alan Lichtman does for predicting elections. I'm like 100%. Nick Fuentes is gay. You know, I got to see a gay baby grow into a gay man, my brother. I studied the specimen. I know. If you ever just send me a video of a man, I'll let you know if he's gay. 100%. I will absolutely, we should just make that a new segment on the show. Just send me a video of any man you're worried about, and I just need to hear them just talk candidly for like 10 seconds and also just their normal mannerisms. I'll tell you right away if they're gay. Okay. Glad we got that out of the way. I don't really know what's going to happen with the next 4 years. Again, great content, not great news, but you know, you give and you take, and here's what it is. I'm probably going to be getting out of the red state. I'm in a red state. I've been in red states almost my entire life. I was born in New York, blue state. And then in high school, I moved to Florida, red state. And then I moved to Austin, Texas, red state. And then I moved to Kentucky to be with my fiance, Lily, red state. And we're done. We're done contributing money to a red state. We just don't want any part of that. So we're going to get out of here. We're going to go to a blue state. We are going to go to, Naples, Florida. It's going to be fantastic. No, we're probably going to go out to the Pacific Northwest. We love it out there. It's beautiful. It's blue. It's clean. Washington's great. Washington has, is ranked fourth in education in the country. That's a good sign. It's a really, really good sign of a good state. I know everyone's going to tell me, oh, wait till you see the weather, bitch. We don't like the sun. Okay. We don't fucking like the sun. Fuck out of here. We know what we like. But yeah, I mean, if you have the means to move, great. I understand if you don't. Not everybody does. But if you do have the means to move, and honestly, moving, it can be pricey, but sometimes it's not that bad. You don't need thousands of dollars a lot of the times. I would recommend moving. Don't give money to a state that fucking hates you. Why contribute to the economy of a state that fucking hates you? Unless you're a white woman who voted for Trump, then stay. They love you. They're going to make a baby factory out of you. Okay. That's all the election stuff I have. You know, we'll get into it as more unravels and unfurls. But, you know, it's young. The night is young. He's not inaugurated until January. And I'm kind of bummed that we won't get a January 6th. I am kind of bummed about that. I wanted one. Oh, well.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. 1 year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
Megan Fox is pregnant. I don't know if you knew that. Megan Fox is beautiful, but I've always had a problem with Megan Fox because I'm shallow and she has those thumbs. Have I talked about this before? She's got those like thumbs that are like they've been smushed in a machine and they're very wide. Ugh. I can't. I tried to date a girl with those thumbs and I almost puked. I can't. I know it's my problem. It's not okay. It's unsettling. But she's going to have a baby with a Machine Gun Kelly, real name Coulson, you know, because he's incredibly white. That baby's going to have an identity crisis, doesn't know whether to be black or white, you know. And that's because the baby's dad is half black. Not because he's a rapper, but because his entire skin is now just black ink. He just covered all of his tattoos in black. So he might as well just be black now. He's doing like blackface with his tattoos. Yeah, I don't know. I think that baby's going to be the biggest try hard ever. I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm worried about that baby. I don't even know what they're going to name it. BB gun? I don't know. I have no idea what they're going to name it. Probably BB gun. BB gun Fox. Great. Great name. Love it. Megan Fox does look, she's gorgeous, obviously. I'm not saying anything, but she's so gorgeous now and so fake looking and so plastic that she looks like a, she looks AI. And I know she was in that movie. I don't remember what it was called because it was absolute dog trash. It was dog shit, that movie. It starts with an S. I don't know. Subservience, maybe? I think that's what it's called. She looks AI. That's why she was able to pull off that. In the movie, she plays an AI, like, assistant. She looks AI. She literally looks AI. She's so fake plastic looking. There's a picture I saw of her of MGK. It just looks like Machine Gun Kelly is standing next to his AI fuck doll. Like, I swear to God, it's so weird. I mean, she just, I hope that baby comes out as a real doll. Do you know what real dolls are? They're like these heavy, pseudo-realistic babies that people adopt. They're just dolls, but they're very heavy like babies and they're very realistic. It's fucking creepy. I'm starting to think that Megan Fox is going to give birth to a real doll and name it BB Gun, I guess. I don't know. Megan Fox was with that Brian Austin Green guy who's so fucking old. She has kids with that guy. Brian Austin Green was an actor in Beverly Hills 90210. I mean, that shit was popular when I was like 8. I think he's definitely in his 40s. And I'm just waiting for him to post, because I know that there was a story that was like, yes, Megan Fox let Brian Austin Green know that she was pregnant with MGK's baby. I mean, that just sounds like a completed Mad Lib, what I just said, but it's reminiscent of Tom Brady getting a heads up from Giselle that she was pregnant. I just hope that Brian Austin Green posts a fucking shitty picture to some landslides lyrics by Fleetwood Mac. I hope that happens. Jesus Christ. But good for them. The baby is going to be, you know, probably looking like an AI doll when it comes out and will be 18 feet tall. MGK looks so tall. I don't know if it's because he's scrawny or what, but that baby is going to be such a try hard. Oh my God. I don't even want to deal with what that kid's going to be like when they're like a teenager. Gugh. SoundCloud rapper, probably, but like whatever SoundCloud rapping is when, you know, in 20 years, God, woof. I mean, it's just, it reeks of douchebaggery. What else is going on in the news? Benny Blanco is in the running for People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. This is how I know that God is not real. This is all the proof I need. Is this Benny Blanco's Make-A-Wish? What is happening? Do you not know who Benny Blanco is? Benny Blanco is Selena Gomez's lover. I'm sure he's got a great personality. He must. If you've seen anything of what this man looks like, he must have a great personality. He looks like a, he kind of looks like the middle picture on the cover of Animorphs. He looks like that. He looks like the human transitioning into an animal, like the middle of that transition. He's just the middle picture on Animorphs. That's what Benny Blanco looks like. Look him up. I'm not trying to shame anybody's looks, but if you're going to be in the running for People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, I'm about to come for your fucking looks. You put yourself out there like that, or your publicist did. By the way, what an amazing publicist, a fantastic publicist to get Benny Blanco in the running. What was Gary Busey busy? What the fuck? We couldn't get Gary Busey? So we got to get Benny. What? How about Gary Busey's bunions? Was he not in the running too? If we're going to have Benny Blanco, we might as well have Gary Busey's bunions. If we're going to have Benny Blanco, why not Nicolas Cage in long legs? It should be Benny Blanco, because we're not living in reality. If you're going to nominate Benny Blanco for People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, if you're going to nominate Benny Blanco, you better also nominate Gary Busey, Gary Busey's bunions, and Nicolas Cage only in long legs. Nicolas Cage as long legs. I mean, that is the level of sexy. No offense to Benny Blanco. I don't know what he does. He has a winning personality. I know he does. He probably gives great hugs. I'm sure he cooks well or knows how to order DoorDash the right way. I'm sure he listens. I'm sure he can cuddle real good after sex. Get the water that Selena so badly needs before bed. I don't know what he does. He's not sexy, I'll tell you that much. But a great job by his publicist. I'll tell you, that's a fan. I mean, in those meetings for her to pitch Benny Blanco and them not to just laugh at her, like, okay, Susan, seriously, who do you really have for this year? No, Benny Blanco. Susan, cut the shit. Come on, Susan. What's next? You're gonna tell me Ken, Gypsy Rose's pseudo husband? Should we just put Gypsy Rose's Ken up there? Come on, Susan. Yeah, I don't know. I think the others in the running are Glenn Powell, who looks, I mean, he looks like a, what do people say Glenn Powell looks like? He looks like a rodent. And then Manny Jacinto. I don't know who Manny Jacinto is. I thought that was the kid in Modern Family. Let me look this up. Manny Jacinto is also in the running. Who is Manny Jacinto? Oh, he's sexy. See, this guy's sexy. He deserves. I don't even know what he does, but he deserves it. He's in The Good Place. Top Gun. Okay. Again, great publicist. Don't know who the fuck this guy is, but he should be. I thought it was the kid from Modern Family. It is not. He should be sexiest. Honestly, you should go to Glenn Powell because Glenn Powell's been in everything. He's got a great team. They're just shoving him down our throats. We don't care about Glenn Powell. We never have. And yet he's in every fucking movie. It's like, we know you grew up watching Matthew McConaughey and he was in every fucking charming rom-com, but now you're getting Glenn Powell. It's not the same. It's not the same. We want another Matthew McConaughey. We'll even settle for a Matt Damon. Don't give us Glenn Powell, that rodent. What? His eyes are too close together. His face looks sharp. I don't like him. He's freaky. He looks like he was raised Amish and fled the farm and got on Tinder and like kind of got hot. That's what Glenn Powell looks like. I don't want it. I hope Benny Blanco wins now. Fuck Glenn Powell. But that's what you got, ladies. And also, by the way, why do we give a fuck about People Magazine? How do they still have, is it legacy? Why do we give a fuck about People Magazine? What the fuck? People Magazine, I've said this before, it's just a publicist's dump. It's just a place for publicists to put news about their client in one place. It's been bought off and paid for by management and agents and publicity teams for decades. It's all fake. Don't read anything in People and think that it's a legitimate story. It's just a story that's been fed to you by the celebrity's team. All the sources. The source is the publicist, okay? When you read sources say, it's the publicist, bitch. That's the source. I don't know why we care about People magazine. It's not 1995. I don't understand. Is Entertainment Tonight still out? Is that still around? Are people watching Access Hollywood? These things are so ancient to me. We don't give a fuck. We're on TikTok. We're on YouTube. We're on Xanax. We don't care. All right, let's get into our beautiful sponsors. We have two. You know them. You love them. Lucy Brown. Lucy Brown Coffee. You got to get that Lucy Brown coffee subscription. I've had it forever and I will never let it go. From my cold dead hands will you get my Lucy Brown coffee subscription, motherfucker. Try to take that away, Trump. I think Lucy Brown would even deliver their coffee subscription to the gay camps that Trump puts us in a couple years. I think that is how good Lucy Brown is. They will deliver their coffee straight to your camp door. Okay, lesbians and gays and people in between, women of all color. Just women across the board, even the ones that voted for Trump. You too can get your Lucy Brown coffee subscription delivered straight to your tent in your camp when you're locked up being a baby factory. Project 2025. Lucy Brown coffee is the best. I've always talked about how it's amazing. You've got to get your coffee subscription. Every month you get a new bag of coffee, whether you like it whole bean or ground. They'll send it to you, whatever you like. I personally like the whole beans. I like to grind it myself. I step on the beans like I'm making wine and they're grapes. It takes forever. But the coffee is great. It's coffee that I've never heard of from roasters I've never heard of. And it is delicious every single month. Every single month I'm getting the best fucking coffee. I'll never look back. I'll never buy a fucking store-bought coffee beans again. Get the fuck out of here, Mr. Pete's. What the fuck are you? Starbucks? Kick rock, Starbucks. Dunkin' Donuts, you're never good. Go to lucybrowncoffee.com, that's L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com, to sign up and follow the coffee subscription button to get going, to get that coffee subscription every single month, starting at just $20 a month. Are you fucking kidding me? If you use the code Heather Shaw is kidding, you are going to receive 10% off your first order, so do it now. Shout out to Lucy Brown Coffee. And by the way, if you are in Lexington, Kentucky, or if you're planning to go to my show at Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky, December 27th and 28th. We are doing a free meet and greet at Lucy Brown Coffee. Tell everyone you know. We're doing a free meet and greet that Saturday. I think it's the 28th of December. Let me look it up here. I don't have a producer. I am my producer. Yes, Saturday, December 28th at Lucy Brown Coffee in Lexington, Kentucky. I believe at 2 p.m. we are doing a free meet and greet. Come out, say hi to me, hang out, get a cup of coffee, meet Sarah Brown, the owner of Lucy Brown. Shake her hand. She's a real lesbian. And if you are in town or around for that, come out. It's going to be fun. 2 p.m. Saturday, December 28th. Come say hi to me. Do whatever you want. Drink coffee. I'll see you there. Thank you, Lucy Brown, for, as always, being a huge sponsor of the show. All right, Designs for Loving. What the fuck is it? DFL, baby. It sounds dirty. It's not. Designs for Loving. It's a spiritual wellness and self-development brand founded by DFL intuitive guide and mystic mentor, Kaylor Wittes. Kaylor. I just named her Kaylor. Kayla Wittes. The Design for Loving's mission statement is love yourself, love life, find love. Okay, and it's not a masturbation company, but it kind of sounds like it. Kayla's not just your average basic tarot card reader. Now, let me say, I know I just shit on psychics. Kayla's not going on TikTok and telling you who's winning elections. Sorry, the thought of TikTok psychics made me want to vomit. This is not what that is. She's not just your average basic tarot card reader. She's a clairvoyant medium with a background in integrated psychology, ABA therapy, that's applied behavior analysis, and metaphysical counseling. She's legit, motherfucker. She's not going to sit there and go, did you have a grandma who also had eyes? Who was that? I'm getting some notes from a grandma who also had eyes. Did you ever know an old lady in your life who had eyes? What is her name? Let me, None of that. She's a clairvoyant medium, okay? She offers insight, tips, tools, sharing her experience, strength, and hope on the DFL community broadcast. She also does live tarot readings and monthly reading giveaways. But rather than perpetuating a reliance on psychics to just predict your future, Kayla teaches and encourages you to create the future you desire and deserve and supports you in making that happen. She offers online classes for self-development available to all, including a free self-love blueprint course, because self-love is where everyone should start. I don't think she means masturbation, but it doesn't hurt to start there. She also currently has a few spots available for one-on-one DFL sessions to goddesses, gays, and theys. DFL sessions combine traditional and metaphysical wellness and use a unique five-pillar method that helps you step into lasting healing and empowerment and get to a place where you know you are the healer and you are the psychic. Each session includes energy clearing, an in-depth reading, and more. Check out Designs for Loving on Instagram at Designs for Loving. DM Kayla the promo code STAYGAY and get a coupon for 50% off. That's half. That's the amount of people who voted for Trump. 50% off your first DFL session. Plus, the first person to DM Kayla at Designs for Loving on Instagram receives a free session, a completely free session. Lily did this. She loved it. Lily is very into spirituality, as am I a little. I meditate, but that's it. Lily loved it. She gleaned a lot from it. She got a lot from it. She enjoyed it. Kayla was not weird. I would have told you if Kayla was weird. She wasn't weird. Lily loved it. It was great. And long. I mean, it was legit. Like, it wasn't just a 20-minute, okay, girl. Oh, I see this nine of swords. Good luck, girl. You're getting your period. It was legit. They sat down for like an hour and a half. Kayla was awesome, Lily said. So that's great. Don't miss your chance to work one-on-one with a qualified, credible, clairvoyant professional. If you're not happy with the life you live today, stop complaining about it and take action to step into a solution. All right. Thank you so much, DFL, for sponsoring the podcast as well as Lucy Brown Coffee. Where are we at on this episode? We're almost about 45 minutes. That's not bad. We're going to go through some fast news. The second half of the podcast is more for fast news. The first half is, I stretch it out, talk about the things that I want to talk about. And then in the end here, we can get some stories. There wasn't a lot going on because of the election. You know, it's pretty much just been a sad echo chamber of sad people. I guess the Wicked premiere happened. Wicked is, you know, a Broadway musical that's a movie now starring Ariana Grande and her freaky boyfriend Ethan Slater. My theory now is that Ariana Grande is so fucking tiny that I think she has to date someone like Ethan Slater because an actual regular sized man would crush her. Just like holding her hand, he'd probably crush her hand. I'm not saying in bed. I mean, a hug would crush her. She's so tiny. I don't mean to like body shame, but you can't deny that Ariana Grande looks not great, not well. She's gorgeous. She just looks like she's made of glass, and she looks like she weighs 62 ounces. Literally, she looks like she weighs 62 ounces. It's her hair looks, it's just not great. I don't want to say eating disorder, but it looks like she has an eating disorder. And I know that I sound like Perez Hilton in 2002, but like some things are just evident. You know, I'm not trying to slander her. I'm just saying she doesn't look great. Not healthy. Not good. Worried about her heart. All right. Wicked had a toy come out through Mattel, who makes Barbie. It was a Wicked doll, as Barbie does. It was just like a Barbie Wicked doll. Unfortunately, they had to recall this doll because on the bottom of the box, they meant to put the website for Wicked the Musical, but they just put www.wicked.com, and that turns out to be a porn site. This is a great example of the level of incompetency that I am seeing around the nation, locally, nationally, personally. It is everywhere. Everywhere I go, there is incompetence. It's a weird vibe. I'm not saying anything like, oh, the Gen Z youth is incompetent. It is everyone. It's not a good sign when I feel like the smartest person in the room or the most competent. It's really not a good sign because I'm not. But I'm constantly surrounded by people where I'm like, oh, these people are fucking idiots. Anywhere I go, it's really weird. It's really fucking weird. I'm not used to I don't like feeling like this. I want to feel like the dumbest person in the room. It sucks. People are so customer service, it's not even like incompetence. It's just like ambivalence. People don't care. You ever go in a store now? It doesn't matter who's working. I'm not saying this about it's Gen Z employees. I'm saying about anybody. There's no effort. Oh, hi, how are you? None of that. I understand these people aren't getting paid shit. They can barely afford to live. So part of me goes, yeah, I wouldn't be happy or good at customer service either. But it is fucking wild. It's not good when I feel like the smartest person in the room. It's a bad sign. I feel like I'm slowly sinking into idiocracy. It's awful. But this is a pure case of incompetency. Someone just put WWW on a Mattel. The person who made Barbie. This is a legit Mattel Barbie doll box. They put a porn site on the bottom. Is no one double checking anything? You work for Mattel. You got that Mattel money, bitch. Barbie did good last year. You got that Mattel money. You can't double check. Also, I just fucking love that somebody bought the domain for wicked.com. Because Wicked is a pretty good name for a porn site. Because that's what that shit is. It's fucking Wicked. And that can be whatever you want it to be. It could be like Boston accent. Like, fuck yeah, that's Wicked. That anal scene was real wicked. Hey. Or it could be like, this shit's twisted and wicked. This is fucked up. These women, these poor women, this is fucked up. You know, it could be whatever you want. Porn is wicked. But to just not double check that on a kid's toy is fucking crazy. I mean, because you know this box went through multiple product testing and like, you know, marketing. There were a lot of marketing meetings about this and sales and everybody was on this and design teams for the product box and like nobody double checked the website. Hey, it should be Wicked the Musical. You might as well just put www.pornhub.com. I mean, what the fuck? That's crazy. Imagine the first person who noticed that. It was probably a dad. And then he has to be like, bring it up to his wife. Honey, this is a porn site. Well, why do you know that, Dave? Why do you know that? Well, you know, it's from college. I used to watch wicked.com in college. Please, I don't watch porn anymore. Come on. That's crazy. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's what X is for. Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Somebody should go right now and buy up the domains for other musicals because I just know that would be a fun one. Cats.com, Phantom of the Opera. You probably have to change that one to Phantom of the Cockra. What else could you buy up? Chicago Rent. Let's see if these places, if Chicago.com is not a website, buy it up. Make it a porn site. Wait for them to make Chicago again because they will, bitch. There is no originality or ingenuity in the Hollywood industry anymore. Somebody's going to make Chicago again. Buy up that domain. Buy up rent.com. That's actually a website for sure. That's got to be a website already. Cats.com? You think that's what? Yeah, probably. I'm surprised Wicked got it. That's crazy. All right, there's drama with Brianna Chicken Fry and Zach Bryan. If you're following this, you are chronically online. Brianna Chicken Fry is a Barstool Sports podcaster with Dave Portnoy, the founder of Barstool Sports. She dated Zach Bryan. He is a famous musician who turned out to be a douchebag. What? Nuh-uh. That's correct. The famous musician was a bad boyfriend. Brianna Chicken Fry, you don't say. Also, her name's Brianna Chicken Fry. I know it's not her government name, but like, girl, what the fuck? What did you expect? What? How am I supposed to care about these people? Dave Portnoy came to her defense. Zach Bryan tried to silence Brianna Chicken Fry post-breakup. Zach Bryan is the musician. With a $12 million NDA. Now, realistically, he offered her $12 million to shut the fuck up for the rest of her life. It would have not been a deal where he gave her $12 million up front. It would have been like $12 million over the next 10 years, and every month she would have received $1,200 from Zach Bryan. He would have paid her off in small increments, a huge fuck you to her. She would have signed away her silence, essentially. And she would never have had to speak on him. So she passed up on that NDA. She's able to talk about him. She talked about him on the BFFs pod. Dave Portnoy is also on that pod. Dave Portnoy made a a rap song beef, like a diss track. He made a diss track. Dave Portnoy rapping, it sounds so bad. Everyone's eating up this diss track. Dave Portnoy sounds so corny and bad. Dude, just hire somebody to pretend to be you. It sounds like my dad trying to rap. Hey, yo, man, I'm here to say my name's Dave Portnoy. It's not okay. It sounds so bad, dude. It's so fucking bad. But people are eating it up because they don't like Zach Bryan. I don't really give a fuck. It's like watching a battle of douchebags. Girl, I hope they all die. I don't care. A country singer couldn't be less interested. A woman named Brianna Chicken Fry? I'm vegan. I don't give a fuck. Dave Portnoy? I'm good. Everyone's acting like Dave Portnoy is this big feminist for sticking up for Brianna Chicken Fry. No, it's just really good publicity for him. That's all he cares about. He's not a feminist. He voted for Donald Trump. Next. Last news thing I want to talk about, Euphoria. Looks like Euphoria is going to be canceled. Good. No one is asking for Euphoria. Not in this day and age. When was the last time Euphoria was on? Like, legit had a season. Last Euphoria season. When was that? Had two seasons. The second season premiered in 2022. Early 2022. Okay, we're done. It's almost 3 years. We're hitting 3 years since the last season premiered. We're fucking done. We don't need to see whatever was going to happen. One of the cast members already died. Zendaya is a good person. I don't want to see Zendaya running around. Zendaya, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name. I'm a white woman. I'm dumb. We're done. We don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. Jacob Elordi's a star now. Zendaya is amazing. Zendaya, whatever you say, she's awesome. Fez died. We're good. We don't need to see anymore. We don't need to see them as college students doing Molly and sucking the professor's dick. I'm good. I don't really care. I don't know. You can just combine this, make Stranger Things more scandalous. Because I think Stranger Things is coming back for fuck's sakes. Who knows why? Make Stranger Things more scandalous. Make the Stranger Things kids who are not kids anymore, but now have to pretend to be kids. They're like the cast of Saved by the Bell in college, you know? Make the Stranger Things cast just do Molly and bang the hot dads who are kind of gay. Just do that. I don't really... Make 11 suck dick. I don't really fucking care. I'm over it. I'm glad you... Call it. Let's just enjoy Euphoria for the beauty it was for two seasons. I loved Euphoria. I know it's kind of fucked up because you're just watching high schoolers do really fucked up shit that should be on like episodes of Intervention only. Really unrealistic shit. Zendaya's got a suitcase full of drugs that she just lost or something. I don't fucking remember. It's been years since the last season. Great music, great cinematography, great story, kind of. Completely unrealistic, but very, very good storytelling. Great. Loved it for two seasons. Call it. End it. It's over. No more Euphoria. And also, I've never even watched Stranger Things, so I really don't care. All right, that is the episode. I hope you're doing okay. It's going to be all right. If you're a white woman, fuck you. Dumb fucking shit. White women continue to surprise me, and I am surprising myself right now. All right. Upcoming tour dates. Upcoming shows. Not really a tour. I'm just always doing live shows. Again, upcoming, I'll be in Tacoma, Washington, Nashville, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Pottstown, Lexington, Tampa, Orlando. I'm going back to Florida, baby. I can't stay away from you, baby. Syracuse, Westchester, PA, which is essentially Philly, I just found out. Spokane, Seattle, Rochester, New York, not Minnesota. Tyler, Texas, Dayton, Kentucky, Fort Worth, Texas, Houston, Dallas, Phoenix, Arizona. I'm all coming to you. Tickets at heathershawcomedy.com. Join the Patreon at patreon.com/heathershawcomedy. You get a bonus episode of this podcast every single week. Spill the tea over there. When are we giving up that language, huh? Did white women ruin that one too? Or is it the gay men that ruined it? Spill the tea, sis. Yeah, I'm over there every week. You get a new episode of this podcast. It's more personal. For example, last week I shit on my time in Naples. It was a fantastic hour of doing that. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast. Please, dear God. Please, dear God. I can't tell if anybody's listening to this. Unless you leave a review. all you have to say is, I don't know, say something. Say, I like Megan Fox's thumbs, you dumb bitch. Whatever you want to say. Rate this fucking podcast. Leave a review. Let me know you're out there. All right. Until next time, stay gay, huh? See ya.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's UQORA.com/audio.